You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you have just joined, Coffee Talks are short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, and talk about witchy pop culture, or just chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think that we would love to hear. Right now, we are especially trying to take submissions for some funny witchcraft blunders. So if you've ever had a blunder while doing witchcraft, we think that might be funny. So submit us your stories on that. Make sure to let us know if we can use your name or if you prefer to be anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. And that being said, this week we're just going to chat about tarot because it's our favorite subject.
Favorite.
Not just tarot. We're going to talk about tarot decks. And Maria is about to tell you about 15 different decks that are black and gold that she loves so much.
The ones I'm going to mention, yes, plot, are literally not black and gold. So you can kiss.
What? You bitch. Funny. I don't think I've ever heard you say twop before. That's
really funny. My wife and I, we call each other all the time. Okay, all the time. Like, just, you know, it's our thing where we're like, oh, you're being such a twop right now. But anyways.
That's actually funny.
We say it all the time. And last year, like, I don't think the witchling knew that it's not, like, really an appropriate thing for them to say yet. Because we were playing a board game and they got angry with us. And they were like, gosh, you're such twats. And Scarlett and I looked at each other and laughed so hard that we cried.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I've actually had to start censoring myself around our kid because I play video games. I play like battle royale video games. Mm-hmm. I like to shoot people. Actually, I've played one of them with your wife. And anytime I die, historically, I'm like, oh, fuck, or damn it, you know, whatever. And they now, like, if I say that, they're like, puck, puck. I'm like, oh, no, no. Mommy has to dial back her language. So I'm working on censoring my own words around my kid because I don't want them going off to preschool and being like, what the fuck?
It's so funny because our witchling is such a good kid. Like, we censored ourselves for the longest time, but now that we're old, like, they're older, we're like, these are adult words, we've earned the right to say them, so just deal with it.
Yeah.
But when they accidentally say something, they feel legitimately so bad. Like, when they found out so Pops is bad, their face was like, oh, I didn't know it was bad.
That's so
funny.
And
we're just laughing. We're like, you can't say that yet.
That's not a word.
Anyway,
I digress. You sent me a deck before we started, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that I just made fun of you for black and gold decks, but you know what this deck actually is? Is you know the Usi Oracle Super Oracle deck by UC Designs. This is like the perfect tarot deck companion for that. Like it's the same palette.
Yeah, what deck Robin's talking about is the minimalistic, neutral vibes tarot.
Neutral vibes, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's Rider Waite Smith. And yeah, it's all desaturated. And the colors that stick out the most are gold, red, and like dark green. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know, it's very holiday. It's very festive to me.
It's like, very like true vintage, you know what I mean? Like when I say true vintage, I don't mean actually necessarily how vintage would be printed, but when something is done nowadays to look like a piece of vintage, so it's not actually true, so the name is kind of an oxymoron. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting it, but I had already purchased a deck this month, and it's an Oracle deck.
Listen, I have been so good. My resolution this year, as we know, was to buy no decks this year, and I am mid-November, and I have not bought a deck yet.
Cannot
relate.
Are
you so proud of me?
I am proud.
Thank you.
So proud.
I feel this isn't really hot.
One hasn't received a ton of them.
This is. I mean, listen, I can't help what people want to send me. Okay. I'm a good Christian woman, okay? If you want to send me stuff, that's fine. But I haven't bought a single deck this year. And technically speaking, so like when you're listening to this episode, it'll be too late to sign up for it. So nobody, well, you can sign up for it, but you can't sign up for it and expect to get it if you're just signing up now.
But there will be a giveaway. If
there will be a giveaway, but
done.
I think you will have already announced the giveaway by the time that they're listening to this. But in the month of November, our Spellcaster subscription box has a tarot deck in it. It's the Pulp Tarot deck. And Maria and I both obviously wanted a copy of the deck. And so we bought extras for ourselves. And I don't think that that counts as buying myself a deck. I think that that is a work overflow. Don't you feel that way? Technically, then I'm not. Technically, it's overflow from work. They did come in boxes of four, so we
did you want me to talk to you as the realistic friend or the friend who's here to support you and love you no matter what?
I think that those two things go hand in hand at this moment. And if you say anything else, you might be being abusive. I don't know. I'm not trying to say that you're like an abuser, but it sounds like you're gaslighting me.
But yeah, the Pulp Fiction tarot is like really cute, and I really like it's cute. Yeah, it looks like all of the cards are like movie posters, like vintage
They're
movie
so
posters. Yeah, it's adorable.
I really think that our subscribers, our Patreon members, are gonna love it. We did in the Discord tell everybody what we were getting before we actually got it, because normally we leave things as a surprise for people. Mm-hmm. But because the deck was so cool, we wanted to give like our Discord members the opportunity to like sign up for the month if they wanted it.
I think it's great. I think it would be a great like summer deck to use in the summer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. See, I feel like because it's all vintage like style, like that kind of like pulp art style, I feel like it's cozy winter time. I feel like pulp art is very winter.
Okay. So on that same like note, you know what's really frustrating?
What?
There's really no like winter themed decks. You just have to kind of like look
There's
at the decks
one,
and be like, oh, it's kind
Yuletide
of
deck, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that deck.
It's not my cup of tea.
It's not for me.
I mean, okay. The closest
but it exists. But it exists.
The closest that I've been able to find is the Cecilia Lai tarot deck.
I don't know.
I'm totally pronouncing that wrong. C-E-C-C-C-C-O-L-I.
O-L-I. Girl, I have no idea. Like, listen, this isn't one of your speech impediment moments. I have literally no idea how to pronounce that.
But it's so cute. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's like the toys, you know, from like, you know, Christmas mm-hmm. time. What is it? Oh, the Island of Misfit Toys. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. I can see that connection for sure. Yeah,
mixed in with like the Sugar Plum Fairy version in the Nutcracker. But
oh yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah, and they do have some Christmas cards in that deck. So that like but and then like other ones that like kind of dance around that is like Pagan Otherworlds and like Fedor Pavlov Tarot, I feel like is very wintry. But there's like no like I like
the Ethereal Visions deck. For mm-hmm. like wintry, the Illuminated Tarot, mm-hmm. the one that is like true gold gilded, mm-hmm. Which I don't know if that's the mass produced version or if that was like the Kickstarter version.
Yeah, I have that one.
I feel like for the most part, most gilded decks mm-hmm. have, and I am speaking broadly, but they have a Christmassy kind of vibe to it, a Yuletide-y vibe, because yeah. they've got that gold flecking. Obviously, there's like major exceptions to that. I'm speaking really generally. Like, for example, Marigold Tarot would not be an appropriate Christmas deck. But, like, you know, what's that? Threads of Fate, I feel like. Even though that's not gold, that's like a holographic. That's kind of got that kind of, I don't know.
I think they are releasing white cards.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that one that's coming out by True Black Tarot, the one that I... did for Kickstarter that I mentioned on the pod. I forgot what it's called, but it's beautiful, and that'll be a perfect winter deck too.
Oh, what is that deck that you talked about that was like the photography, the aerial water one? Where they took the that would be a great winter deck as well.
It would be. And can I recall what it is? Right? Oh no, it's Tarot of a Drowning World. Ha ha! I remember.
There you go. You also sent me for my birthday a couple years ago a deck that was called like, it's monsters and stuff. It is, but it also isn't, because like I feel like it's got this kind of Victorian feel to it that, especially if you're somebody who's into like a kind of more like spooky Victorian
southern gothic romance,
like I feel like because it has that kind of like Victorian gothic vibe that it mm-hmm. it falls in the Christmas category.
Okay,
like
I can see that
Christmas category, but it's still a Christmas category. Like the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion,
mm-hmm.
it's got vibes like that.
It does. Yeah agree.
Like obviously right, obviously it's still spooky or whatever, but it's got kind of those vibes. I don't know.
I need someone like trustworthy to make like a vintage like Santa tarot deck.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of questionable ones on Etsy.
What she's trying to say, guys, don't be a fucking racist, and also don't be a drop seller, and also don't be an art theft. If you could be all those things and make this deck
that and make cards that are actual for readers and not just like cardboard.
Make cards that are actually for readers, as in they actually make sense imagery wise mm-hmm. then they aren't just like crazy random stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I almost bought the Spirit of Halloween tarot deck just for the gag of it, and mm-hmm. somebody else bought it. Like I was on my way to, we're not on my way, but I was gonna go to Spirit like within a couple days. And yeah. somebody said that they had a Spirit of Halloween deck. And I was like, that's hilarious. It's like $7. I'm going to buy it. Right.
Yeah.
And then somebody else bought it. And I saw it on TikTok. And like the magician card was like an alien. None of it made any sense. Like literally they didn't even, you know how LaCroix sodas are like a fizzy water and they put it like next to a lime and that's what it tastes like? Like the essence they didn't even do that with a tarot reader. They were just like, here's some images. just any old time. And I like, I kind of regret not buying it because it was so like, that's hilarious.
And that's how the like majority of like the Santa themed decks are on Etsy, is that they don't make any sense. I mean, because they're using like vintage greeting cards to make them, so it's like free images and stuff like that.
Which is so cute. Like, but it doesn't
make any sense.
I know exactly which ones you're talking about. There's like a ton of them, and they're just done by like those drop shipping kind of companies where you know what I mean.
I get it why mass market people aren't making these type of decks is because it's like, you know, only this part of the year people will buy them, but I do want them. I want one.
You know what I would really like is if somebody were to, somebody who's an artist,
this is a reminder, pick up Jude from school.
Hello.
That's a really good reminder. I'm so glad we all got to be part of that. I would like it if somebody who was an artist who specialized in that kind of style of art, or like was just enjoyed making the art styles like that, were to do something that looked vintage but did make sense. Like a vintage, like, I don't know, reimagination. Well,
like
so many
people do, like where they cut, you know, they, it's all computer done, where they would take like the old images and make it into something new.
Oh, like a collage, kind of like a digital collage.
Yeah, like the for like the Muse Tarot and stuff like that, but obviously more Christmassy and traditional. Right. Because I am a stickler for those things. So if you're going to do a Christmas deck, you better do it right.
You better do it right. You should just do it. Why don't you? You should propose this.
I'll propose it, but I'm like, but I do photography, and that's it. That's where my artistic talents lie. Like, I could draw.
Not even that. You could be the one who writes the book that goes with it.
I was just telling Scarlett, I was like, I want someone with a really cool deck to be like, write my guidebook for me. I'm like, okay, sure, I would love to.
That sounds really fun. I want to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I technically did do that.
You did, and for yourself.
I guess I did, huh? Speaking of that, my deck. So, you know how they came out with a French version of my deck? Mm-hmm. First of all, nobody asked me if I wanted a French version, which is really common. Like, if it gets redone in other languages, typically a publishing house that is native to that language's, like, country, the native, the native country of that language, will buy the rights to the book. Mm-hmm. And then remake it, right? And so I don't have any say in it whatsoever. It just happens. So I actually did not know that they were making a French version of my book until it was on Amazon. And I happened to, like, I had gotten a copy of my deck that I sent to Don of Head on Fire for a giveaway he was doing. And so it's in my, like, you bought this 6 months ago or whatever. Would you like to buy it again? Would you like to rate it? And I always feel like it's weird to rate my own books, so I haven't. So it gives me that reminder every once in a while. Anyway, that came up. And so I clicked on it because I wanted to see how it was doing. And that's when I saw that there's a French version of my book. And I was like, was anyone going to tell me this? And somebody just commented on my Instagram saying that they got the French version of my book. And they were like, why is it only majors? And I was like, I don't know. Like,
only the deck is majors?
Yeah, the French version, they've only done majors, which from the French publishing standpoint, I can understand why they did that, because a huge complaint that people have had in English is that my book only covers the majors and like half the cards are useless. And I'm like, well, they're not useless.
Useless? What?
Like, they're not useless. Like, the, I don't know. So, like, I can understand from a publishing standpoint of they're like, well, people complain that the book only covers the majors, so we're only going to give them major cards. But I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes these publishing houses don't, they're making decisions that aren't always
what the customer actually wants.
And I mean, I don't blame them at all. Like, they don't know. They're just, you know,
trying to make producing money.
Yeah, they're, well, not only that, but their job is to print the books, right? Mm-hmm. Not to understand fundamentally every single little core aspect. Otherwise, who would have time to do anything? So it's not their fault. It's just mm-hmm. something that I think is a little silly. I don't know.
But are the cards like in French? Like,
yeah, I have a copy of it.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, the book's in French, the cards are in French. The devil's like little ass cheeks are still there. Best part of the whole deck.
when you made that card, where you like separated to show his butt crack.
I did not, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, girl of my own mind. You and I are the same.
Does your devil card have ass cheeks, or is it a real devil?
Yeah, honestly, like, does your devil card even have an ass? Just needing to know.
Or is it not a real devil, I mean.
Or is it not a real devil card? If it doesn't have an ass, I don't want it, okay? The Adam and Eve figures that are on it, they could be like Ken dolls. I don't care.
How about that the devil one that I sent you on Twitter? Booty. The one I sent you on Twitter was like all dominatrix and stuff. Oh, so there was funny. No ass cheeks, but there was a big dong.
There was the biggest dong on that devil. That devil was got some schmeat.
Oh, that card makes me laugh. By the way, that so card, funny. By the way, is in Terra Volatile deck, and it's a very good deck. Yeah, I love that deck. It's massive.
Listen, I really want, and I've talked myself out of this like 15 times probably, but there is a tarot deck. I don't want to misquote it. Let me just let me find it. It is the wizard one.
Oh, it's that one that everyone's sharing on the Discord right now.
The Wizard's Tarot.
Yeah.
That is by Wizard of Barge.
Yeah.
It's got major, like, Pendleton Ward vibes, which if you know who Pendleton Ward is, he is the animator of Adventure Time. Mm-hmm. And it's got major Pendleton Ward vibes. Like, obviously they're different artists, so there are differences between their art styles. Mm-hmm. But as a huge Pendleton Ward fangirl, I was like, I could get down with this. I have not bought it yet because I am very dumb, but I really want it. And it's one of the decks that if my spouse doesn't get me for Christmas, for like a Christmas stocking stuffer,
your other spouse will.
I will be buying it for myself. If somebody doesn't buy this for me for Christmas, I'll be buying it for myself January 1st because my resolution will be over and I can do whatever I want. Dobby's a free elf, okay? And I can do whatever I want.
It's so funny now that you mentioned like wanting a deck for like, you know, for the holidays. Mm-hmm. I honestly have no decks to like, usually I tell my wife, oh, this is a deck that I have my eye on, but I don't.
Nothing?
Really? No. I already have like all the ones I really like, and no one seems to be releasing them at the volume as what they were like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, like if we're being really honest about the whole situation, 2020, well, 2017 mm-hmm. through 2020, right? Mm-hmm. So to the end of that year was a massive witchcraft boom on the internet.
Such a
which
big boom.
Is so cool. Like, think about all the new friends we made. Think
and
about all
the decks
that stuff.
We bought.
The decks we bought, the small businesses we could support. It was all amazing. And like, don't get me wrong, witchcraft hasn't gone anywhere and it's not going anywhere. We are sexy and here to stay, baby. But it was a huge boom on social media. And so mm-hmm. publishing houses, creators had to keep up with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. Before, like, I know that we're getting low on time.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on artists using AI for their decks? Because there's a few AI generate, like,
they like were it.
Artists put their own art into the AI thing and they generate it to make something new and different.
I don't like it. I don't like the AI stuff at all. Listen.
I'm like, why does that guy have three arms and one's coming out of his head?
I don't care for it. The AI generated art to me, I don't care for it. It's nothing against the artist. Mm-hmm. But how I view it is, what was wrong with the original piece of art? Like, it was beautiful on its own. Why do we need to turn it into this crazy misshapen thing?
Okay. I have found, well, okay, I don't know if this, like, deck creator only makes decks for themselves, but they've done it. And I think they've done it right. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay. On where? Instagram?
But, oh, no, I'm just going to send it through message. Oh,
on text? You're going to text me? You guys, yes. She has my phone number. This is crazy.
But it's Hab Trot Tarot. And it's just a lot of the cards are super cute and stunning.
Okay, these are cute, but this AI reimagination, we'll call it, does not look like most of the AI stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it just it sucks because I really think that they just make decks for themselves and these will never be released. And it makes my heart so sad because they're so pretty.
These are nice. Like,
yeah, they're like really, like, Judgment is freaking like amazing. It's the one with the big eye. Which one's the devil?
It's on October 24th. They posted it. I mean, you know, I judge a deck by their devil card. No butt cheeks, but there's boobies. Oh, sort of.
I like that one. I like it a lot.
I don't know. The character is, I would definitely say, androgynous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very like.
Like a
androgynous.
True androgynous. And so they've got a chest.
And I can relate to this card heavily with endometriosis and the ovaries being on the devil card. Like, I can relate to that a lot.
It's very cool. Like, this is very, very cool. Like, so this is not done the way I have traditionally been seeing the AI art. I think that the the TikTok AI filters have fucked with my concept of art.
Yeah,
my perception of it. Yeah,
but this is like so beautifully done,
literally gorgeous.
Yeah, what they said they do is that they put their own art through AI, and then they take the AI generated image and put it in Photoshop, and they do their own things to that's AI so image. Cool. So it's like a whole three-step thing that they do.
That's so, and like, you can tell that there's so much quality here in what's happening. You can tell that this isn't like just done on an AI, and that's why it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I need like a bunch of people to go and add them and be like, these decks are so
pretty. I literally
just
followed them. I'm literally commenting on the devil card right now, and I'm gonna say, will this deck be available? This is stunning, like absolutely stunning. I want it. Wait, now I can't find the devil card. So, am I stupid?
It can be right. Do you need me to send it to you, honey?
Oh, I found it.
Okay.
It was right there. I'm so dumb.
There,
sorry.
Another deck for you to pine over. You're welcome.
Great.
And it's not even, right now had the potential to be released.
Jesus, I love it.
But every time those cards pop up on my screen, I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's just stunning.
Release them, please.
Release them. Give us the cards.
That's so beautiful. That's actually so, so beautiful. I want a new deck.
You deserve one. I mean, you've done so well. I think you should get yourself the Wizard's Tarot.
You know what? I'm worth it. Okay.
You are.
I have a project that has a deadline for the middle of January. And maybe as like a completion of that project, I'll get myself that deck.
No, I think you got the samples, and the samples were enough to be like, I deserve a treat.
You know what? That is so true, Maria. Thank you so much for validating me on that. I am so hot and sexy. That makes so much sense. Thank you. So you guys heard it here first. Maria is an enabler.
I am. And it's so funny because I like rarely spend money on myself, but if someone else wants to spend money on themselves, I'm like, you should do it.
Yeah.
Get it. Take care of yourself. You deserve it. You've worked so hard.
You know what's crazy is that because of our job, I have had the privilege of being sent stuff before that mm-hmm. is so beautiful, but I never connect with them because I like cartoony. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my favorite deck right now
is
the Mystic Abilities deck. And it's been my favorite deck for like the last 8 months. You know what I'm talking about? Rubber band stuff. Like, I like. Mm-hmm. That kind of like goofy vintage. I like goofy cartoony art. And so I get sent sometimes these stunning decks, and they are stunning, like absolutely mm-hmm. breathtaking. But I don't connect with them as like a functioning deck because that's not who I am. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not stunning. And I don't mean that like, a dig to myself. That beautiful, stunning aesthetic is not who I am as a person. Oh, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is so funny because I'm the exact opposite. So
yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. Look at you. Look at me. Like, look at even just our social medias. Mine's like blue hair, which I'm currently blonde. Okay. I'm blonde right now.
We were watching Adam's Family. And during that part where, Adam's Family Values, where she goes to Austin, was like, really, Debbie? Pastels? I'm like, it's me and Robin.
It literally is, though. Because, I mean, like, literally, I'm like pink. I like pink, but I'm like a pastel goth. I like pink, but I still like skulls. And Maria's like, you know, the black and skulls. And so together, our color palettes are like the perfect MySpace.
We are. That's so perfect.
Yeah, profile. So think about it. Rawr.
So fun. No.
I'm going to write on my hand.
No, I'm having flashbacks.
I'm going to make a note right now for
myself.
Are
you going to do the whole write on your hand? Be like, tired witch is my only account.
I'm going to do that, but I'm going to say that we have a new episode, and that will be my, and only people who made it to 30 minutes in are going to know why I did that. Oh, I just had a great idea. Okay, I have a great idea. I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do everything I just said. But then the people who only saying it on here, the people who listened to this episode, if you comment like, is there a dinosaur emoji?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
So if you comment the dinosaur emoji on it, I'm going to do a giveaway. And then so you have to listen to the episode. I will leave the giveaway opening up until Christmas. So if you've listened to the episode, you go commented a little dinosaur on that post, you'll win something. I don't know. Maybe a tarot reading? Maybe a tarot deck? I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Maybe the wizard's tarot, so Robin will get an extra for herself.
My calendar right now. Rar hand photo giveaway. Perfect.
If you don't have hair in your face, I'm going to be very upset and I'm going to cancel
my hair's really short right now, but I'll go full
out
just
be for perfect.
It.
You could do the scene boy thing, you know.
Oh, shut up. That'd be so funny. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, on that note, that's the end of this episode, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk and hanging out with us while we talked about tarot decks. We hope that we will see you next week for our regularly scheduled episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any of your ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear. Don't forget that we are taking submissions for blunders, and we have a class on November 26th from Chaotic Witch Hunt on the Magic of Bones.
So, as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, and have a Spell of the Month box and a Discord. So,
thanks,
see
guys.
You next time.
Bye! Bye.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.